are here in the studios, the fine studios here at CUNY Mutual Group in Madison, Wisconsin. And our guest today is Beth Ann Mandia from True Stage,
yep,
right?
Yep.
All right, cool. How's it going today? How are you?
Great, beautiful day.
It is. And we're here in these really cool studios that CUNY Mutual Group has built for some really neat content generation, and they've been kind enough to lend it to me for the day to interview folks like you.
Yeah.
So I'm really happy about that. So Beth Ann, we're talking about five ways to improve the creative process.
Yes.
So give us a quick overview before we briefly go into each one.
Yeah.
What are some of these creative processes and why is it so important?
Yeah, these are just really quick and easy ways that anybody can make the creative process better for their teams,
mm-hmm.
inside and outside the creative teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
Idea generation, ways of just thinking outside the box and helping teams to just get outside of the regular train of thought and help to just think a little differently and open up, expand, and just be a little more exciting.
Indeed. And this kind of can be appropriate for any department, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Kind of enterprise-wide,
yep,
type stuff.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, not just creative teams.
Okay, gotcha. All right, let's go. Let's dive into the first one here. Focus on one thing at a time.
Yeah.
I'm guilty of that. I'm,
yeah,
like shiny red ball syndrome. Ooh, I can do this, I can do that,
yep,
and then you get scattered and,
yeah,
everything goes to.
yeah. I mean, multitasking is great sometimes, right?
Sometimes.
But for the creative process, multitasking often just gets you off track.
Mm-hmm.
So focusing on one thing when you're trying to generate ideas is really the best, because you can just pinpoint in on that one thing you're trying to ideate on and throw ideas at that,
mm-hmm,
alone,
mm-hmm,
and it really just helps you to focus, think about that, and think about that broadly.
Mm-hmm.
You're able to just ideate and really hone in and think about, you're able to just think about that, put ideas out there, and branch out on that one thing.
Yep. It's all about, I think it's all about focus, I guess.
Exactly.
You know, our prioritizing. Okay,
yep,
let's focus on this right now, and,
yep,
then let's compartmentalize,
right,
the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
The next link.
Right,
so,
right.
Very cool. All right, embrace diversity. What's this one all about?
Yeah, embrace diversity of thought, embrace diversity of mindset, and it helps really when you've got a group of people. Try and invite people outside your group, right? Outside of your creative team, outside of your financial team,
mm-hmm,
because that starts to bring different ideas to the table, right?
Right.
So if you're a creative team, maybe invite people from a media team or from your finance team in,
mm-hmm,
because your ideas are going to come from different places, and that's going to spark ideas that maybe you wouldn't have thought of, right?
I agree.
So diversity of thinking starts to help you put yourself in a different mindset,
mm-hmm,
and if you start to think that way, or you sometimes get focused in on one thing only, and you're driving down that one,
yep,
path. If you start to invite other ideas in, other mindsets in, it really just helps you to broaden your ideation process.
I totally agree with you. Totally,
yeah,
agree. Because, I mean, you can really silo yourself and,
yeah,
like, what's he thinking?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah,
bringing in new ideas from different perspectives is just such a great idea all the way around.
Right.
It's kind of like diversifying your portfolio.
Exactly.
If we're
exactly
talking finance.
That's exactly right.
So, yeah, bring in things from every area, and there are sometimes things that you'll never think about.
That's,
it's like,
exactly,
oh my gosh,
right,
what a great idea. All right. Look outside your industry. Oh, I love,
right,
this one too.
Yeah, which actually kind of right ties to the last one.
Yep.
So, you look outside your industry, you think about, I love this because, again, you get so focused on finance or banking or whatever,
mm-hmm,
and
yeah,
and if you look outside your industry, you start to see really interesting things that are happening that you can tie back to what you're doing.
Yep.
So I like to keep an eye on a lot of, so we do a lot of direct response at True Stage.
Mm-hmm.
And what I like to think about is, what are they doing at other direct response industries?
Mm-hmm.
I look at the diet industry. I look at, right now they're doing some really interesting things in the home food delivery,
yep,
services,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
They're doing some really interesting stuff there, both in digital and in direct mail. And,
mm-hmm,
you look at that stuff and you're like, oh, you know, what can I take out of that? I,
yep,
look at a lot of loyalty programs that they're doing at airlines, you know, all that kind of,
mm-hmm,
stuff. You look outside and what can I take and bring back here that,
exactly,
you know, you put a twist on it. It's not what other finance industries are doing, but what are they doing in other industries that I can then take back and kind of, steal.
Use it, exactly. And put your spell, but you can put your own spell on it.
Exactly. Right? Yeah.
That's why I like reading magazines like Fast Company, and there's a bunch of others, Wired and things like that. They're taking all these different, they focus on one topic, but they take all these different perspectives and bring it into one. It's like, oh, wow. It's almost, like you said, it's like embracing diversity. It's these great ideas that are coming from all over the place. You go, I can use that. I can steal that put my own spin on it.
Picasso said, steal like an artist, right? So you do it in your job too, right? You kind of got to get ideas from everywhere and then put your own spin on it.
Exactly. Yeah. I totally agree with that. All right. Be willing to fail. So important in today's game.
Yeah. You got to put your ego kind of aside, right? And especially when you're trying to be creative and brainstorm and think, you know, I always think about Walt Disney. He was fired for a lack of creativity,
Really?
Yeah, and I think about it all the time because, you know, if he hadn't gone back to the drawing board and been like, I think I have a good idea here, right? Where would we be?
Mm-hmm. No Disney.
No Disney.
No Mickey.
I know. And what a tragedy.
Yeah.
So, you know, any idea is a good idea, you know, if you, especially if you're collaborating and you go back to these other points that I made, you know, you have to put yourself out there a little bit, and you have to be vulnerable.
Yes, you do.
And so you just have to be okay with, you know, coming up with an idea that maybe somebody else will be able to riff off of, and you know, put the ideas out there on the board, and you have to trust your teams too, that they're not gonna, you know, and you have to have a good relationship with the people you're working with. But yeah, be okay with failure, because they're not all gonna be great ideas, but there's gonna be a good idea in there. And
yeah, it's like I liken it to like a photographer, and they take like a million pictures, but only maybe three or four are really good.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, their failure rate is through the roof.
Right.
But their success rate, when they find that one picture, it's through the roof.
Right.
So I always kind of think about that. When, like you said, you're thinking about Walt Disney, I think about photographers, like the thousands and thousands of pictures that they take, but they only use like four.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's so many examples, right? J.K. Rowling, right? I mean, 12 different publishers turned her down, but the one didn't. Look at her now, right?
Exactly.
I mean, there's so many success stories with artists and illustrators, and it's like, just in general, there's so many ideas that you just got to keep trying, and so, you know, it's okay.
What do you tell people, though, that there's this in our society, there's this stigma of fear of failure, but in today's game, you got to be able to fail, obviously learn from it, and then move on. There's I think it's a term called fail fast, move forward.
Right. Especially
what kind of advice do you have for folks who have this like fear of like, oh, I think we all do at some level, but you got to get past it and move on, and just kind of, I don't know, go to the next level from there.
Yeah, I mean, I think organizationally you have to be okay with it too, right?
Yeah.
And you have to build a culture that's okay in your organizations. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
So I think at leadership levels, organizations have to be okay with failure too, right? And embrace that as an organization to say, okay, you know, as long as you're learning from it, like you said, that has to be okay too. And so, you know, that's something that leaders at the executive level and down have to embrace as
well. To buy in,
exactly.
Embrace it. Yeah, like you said. All right, know when to move on. Here we go.
Yeah.
Another nice segue. Know when to move on.
Right, exactly.
Next.
So there is a certain point too when you're like, okay, you also have to say, we've done enough here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on. Let's learn from what we've learned, and then we've done enough here, and then move on. And so, I mean, there's a fine line between we've done it, we've tried it, let's move on, let's take the learnings, and let's keep going.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you keep your backlog of ideas, and you pull the next one, and you try again.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, and you learn from the past experiences, for sure. I keep thinking of, like, Apple, how many failures they've had, and how many times they've had to move on.
Yep.
Obviously, Google, and Facebook, and Tesla, and, I mean, the list goes on and on.
Sure.
So,
how
many failures have they had that we don't even know about?
Oh, yeah, sure.
But then, you know, they have these successes that obviously make the headlines.
Yep.
So
So,
all right. So I want to connect the dots to credit unions.
Yeah.
How do credit unions kind of embrace these five ways to improve the creative process? What can they do to really take themselves to the next level? Because they're going to have to, because there's so many fintechs nipping at their heels and all this stuff going on in the background that they need to know about.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, right. So to your point, look at these fintech companies, see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Use these ideas that they're kind of bringing to the table and tweak them to make themselves better.
Yeah.
Make sure that they're looking at taking ideas from internal, taking ideas from external, tweaking them to work with what they can do to make themselves better, looking at their own teams and making sure that they're getting ideas from, you know, internal, external, putting them all together, and just connecting those dots internally, and also just making sure as organizations that they're okay with this agile mentality, and building upon each failure and learning and growing, and saying yes to some ideas that maybe a little outside the box, you know?
Nothing wrong with that.
Creative ideas, yeah.
I like the agile mentality. Yeah. Agile mentality. That's a really good terminology. I like that. I think it's really important in today's day and age when business is moving so fast. Yeah. You have to be agile and you have to be open to failure at some point.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that kind of leads me to my next question, is the significance of this type. Why is this so significant today? I mean, for me, I'm thinking about relevancy. Creatives are always talking about being relevant. I'm going to get your take on the significance of these five.
Yeah, I mean, because of the agile, the speed of change, right? I mean, with the digital world just, you know, exploding, and everything changes like this. There's just no staying the same anymore.
Right.
You can't just stay stagnant.
Yep.
So the idea of, direct mail is great, but even the changing in direct mail in the direct mail channel is so rapid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every single channel and media that we use here changes so quickly.
Mm-hmm, you're right.
You have to be on top of every single thing. So I think it's just the ability to pivot and change and be creative within every single channel that you use, you have to be there.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I think that's a great message to end on. Anything else to wrap up here?
This
is really good stuff. I mean, I think it's super timely as well.
Yeah.
Really timely in today's, like I said, today's fast-moving business world. All right, Beth Ann, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes.
Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Exciting.
Well done.
Cool.
Beth Ann from TrueStage.